Rittenhouse shooting is pursuing a possible lawsuit against St. Louis County. Sheriff Ross Littman is standing by his jailhouse staff and says they did everything they could for Daniel Schleintz. He was in custody for shooting a prosecutor and another man in the Cook County Courthouse in December. A Duluth native who was a drummer for Whitney Houston is remembering the singer as a sweet person who brought beauty to the world. Michael Baker says he hadn't seen Houston for about a year, but they had been in contact. Baker became Houston's drummer in the early 1990s and later became her musical director.
Now, you're up to the minute flag weather.
Here's your forecast for the Fargo-Moorhead area from the Weather Eye Weather Center for today. Partly sunny skies, 30 to 35 degrees for the high, with south winds up to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows 10 to 15 degrees with southwest winds up to 10. Tuesday, partly sunny, we'll have a high in the mid-30s with west winds at 5 to 15. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, lows 15 to 20 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny skies, we'll have a high in the mid-30s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows 15 to 20 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny, 30 to 35 degrees for the high. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, lows 15 to 20. And looking ahead to Friday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35 degrees. No mention of precipitation in the forecast. For more weather info anytime, log on to our website, am1100online.com.
Right now, sunny, 17.
This is where the valley talks. AM 1100, The Flag.
Ottertail Power Company is on for you. Generating electricity with new technologies and improving delivery systems, supporting jobs and communities, promoting conservation, saving money and resources, and delivering cost-effective energy to our customers for more than 100 years. Ottertail Power Company, on for you.
Don Williams, live in concert.
Living on toast.
Friday, March 9th at Shooting Star Casino Hotel and Entertainment.
You're my best friend.
Don Williams.
So what do you do with good old boys like me?
The 2010 inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Tickets are on sale now. Call 1-800-313-SHOW. Online at starcasino.com or at the Shooting Star box office. Don Williams. Cash drawings after the show.
This is where your voice is heard. The Chris Berg Show, fueling the heartland from the PetroServe USA studios. Call in toll free 1-888-598-8464 or 701-271-1100.
Hello, Heartland. I'm Chris Berg. Wherever you are and however you may be listening, thank you for making me part of your Monday on Super Talk 1270 AM, 1100 The Flag, or online at chrisbergshow.com. We're about to do a Measure 2 roundtable. Lots of people discussing this Measure 2. What's so, what's not? A lot of rhetoric going around. We're going to hopefully squash at least a big chunk of that today. Number to call in, 888-598-8464, locally 271-1100. And you can always email me, talk, T-A-L-K, talk at chrisbergshow.com. We got a bunch of guests here in studio with me. We've got Representative Jim Casper. He's got a new proposal out that's different than Measure 2. We've got Charlene Nelson. She's with Empower the Taxpayer. Basically, one of the authors of Measure 2, as well as Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams, all three of them with us in studio. We wanted to bring Mike in or somebody that can talk from a local perspective about, hey, is Measure 2 good or not? Now, there's a lot of rhetoric going around here. I told you this morning, over the weekend, Corey Fong, Task Commissioner, had a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, which a lot of people are saying is circulating misleading information about Measure 2. State sales taxes would double from 5 to 10%. Personal income tax would increase 279%. Corporate income taxes would be up as well. He doesn't create the policy. He just sort of abides by it. So I don't know where those numbers are coming from. We'll maybe get an answer to that this morning. Charlene, let's start with you. You're with Empower the Taxpayer. You're, I think, one of the co-authors of Measure 2. Why is Measure 2 the right move for the people of North Dakota?
Well, we believe that owning property is a fundamental right. And as long as you pay property tax, you never really own your property. And property tax is very detrimental to our state and to our community, both economically, socially, fiscally. There's so many ways that property tax is damaging, and we want to correct that.
And what you're asking is for the state essentially to make up the difference, correct?
The state has a lot of other resources they can use rather than property tax to fund government services.
So, Mike Williams, Fargo City Commissioner, why would this be an absolute nightmare if we have the state start distributing these funds to the cities?
First of all, I want to thank Representative Casper and Charlene Nelson and her group, because over the years, for many years, we've worked together on different things to make improvements, to reduce taxes, and protect your homes. One of the things that Charlene was a co-sponsor with me and 28 other people for when the Supreme Court said that you can take people's homes just for economic development. Well, we were the first state that I know of that changed that. I don't agree with this particular measure because we do agree on this. Property tax is too high, and we can do something about it. And that's what I'm here for.
So why is abolishing them a bad thing?
Well, I don't think that we have the systems in place for the recovery. We had a similar situation in 2002. I think I told you last time I was on, we started a grassroots groups here in Fargo to cap the unlimited taxing authority of the Fargo School District. And at that time, the mill levy for the school district was 295.46 mills, about 100 mills higher than other cities around the country. And we had an option at that time when we drafted that. We could have said, we're going to remove your unlimited taxing authority and have you have to adopt the state standard of 188 mills. But when we analyzed it, we thought, they've got the bonds out for those new schools already. They would have to, the only thing that they could do is cut staff. They'd have to decimate the classrooms, and that would not have been responsible. And we just said, no, we're going to cap it at the level that it's at. And since then, it's gone down from 296 to 250, and they have to, by the legislation, by 2015, they have to get into that 215 mill levy, or they're going to start to be penalized by a reduction in state aid. So there's some things in place that are playing out. Each year, our property taxes have gone down in the last two sessions. Representative Casper's worked on some of those bills. The governor has put that in his budget to have more state aid for education. So, you know, we're in the process. We've gone down from 2.2% in Fargo to about 1.6% of the value of property. We want to get lower. So we all agree that we got to reduce property taxes and increase homestead credit. And I think that's what Representative Casper is here to talk about.
Again, we're talking about Measure 2 and also a new proposition by Representative Jim Casper. Number to call in, 888-598-8464. Locally, 271-1100. Email us talk, T-A-L-K, talk at chrisbergshow.com. Representative Casper, we had you on TV last week. Your new proposition is?
Well, Chris, first of all, thanks for having me here and putting the panel together. I agree in that property taxes are too high. In fact, as Mr. Williams has indicated and Charlene has been involved in the last two or three legislative sessions as well, there's a group of us that have tried to slow the growth of property tax legislatively. We've been unable to get the votes to do so. I had proposals in the last three sessions to cap property tax increases, was not able to get that through. So I don't agree, however, that measure number two is the way to go. I think the unintended consequences of measure number two could be devastating to our cities, our counties, our school boards, and so on. And we put the legislature in charge of budgeting, which we don't want. The legislature does not have the capability nor the time to get involved in 2,300 different political subdivision budgets throughout the state of North Dakota. So thinking about measure number two and what could we come up with proposals that might be a little bit different than what we've tried in the last couple of sessions, I'm putting into the hopper the idea that let's increase the homestead tax credit substantially for every citizen in the state of North Dakota. Currently, the homestead tax credit is very underutilized, and my proposal would say that every residential property in the state of North Dakota would receive a homestead tax credit of $125,000 paid for by the state of North Dakota. So therefore, the first $125,000 of value on your home would be paid by and funded by the state across all political subdivisions. In addition to that, what I'm going to add to the bill is that for seniors who reach age 65, we would cap their property taxes on their resident residents at that level once they reach age 65. So any future growth for property taxes on those seniors' homes, and we're targeting obviously lower income folks as well, and people on fixed incomes, their property taxes would not grow, because that is a big fear of seniors who have a fixed income. How do I live in my home and stay in my home? And that's what we want, and public policy is good to have that. And how do we address that? So that would be an addition to the property tax proposal that I'm putting out there. I've got legislative council working on it now with the tax department to see the dollars and cents, because obviously when you get to the legislative process, it's all about dollars and cents. But I think this is a much better fundamental way to go. The next session, when it comes up, we have a lot more work to do, I think, on property taxes. And I would invite all folks on all sides of the aisle about this property tax issue to get involved. And maybe we can come up with better ideas than what this is. But this is a beginning step. And I think if the people in North Dakota realize the unintended consequences of measure number two, hopefully they're going to say this is not the thing to do right now for the best interest of our state.
What would be the top two or three unintended consequences that you foresee?
First of all, Chris, it would be the fact that the legislature would be involved in the budgeting. The measure says that the legislature shall fund, and it says the legislature shall come up with a formula for funding. That means every budget that is going to be proposed by any political subdivision, school board, city, town, park board, township, has to have legislative approval and has to have a funding mechanism that the legislature approves. So if you think, and other folks think, that if people come out, I used an example on the Hot Box show the other night, that if City of Fargo came out and wanted $50 million for their budget, do you think they're going to get $50 million from a legislative committee? I can guarantee you it ain't going to happen. They might need $60 million, but they're not going to get $50 million. And so for a legislative body to scrutinize a budget the way they would have to come up with the dollars that they're going to give back doesn't make any sense, and we don't have any time. We'd be a full-time legislature 52 weeks a year just working on the budgets. So that is, in and of itself, is not what I think is the best interest of the people of our state. So that's one terrible unintended consequence.
Is there another one that jumps out to you? Or I mean, I see Charlene taking a bunch of notes, so I want to give her a chance to talk. Again, we're talking Measure 2 here. Charlene Nelson with us from Empower the Taxpayer. Representative Jim Casper, also Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams here in studio, 888-598-8464-271-1100. Charlene, you're scratching some notes there. What are you writing?
I'm just trying to keep up with everything that's being said here. First of all, Representative Casper's proposal is number 136 after 135 times of our state legislature amending and changing and improving property tax. And each one of these changes has introduced a new level of complexity, a new section of people who aren't paying taxes, and continues to shift the burden onto fewer and fewer people. He wants to have a buy-down, a homestead credit. Well, the last time in 2009, the last year that we have numbers for, the legislature spent $197 million to buy down property tax. And the net result was a savings of $97 million. Do the math. It costs the state nearly $2 for every $1 of property tax relief. Property tax is like a weed. You cut it down, it grows back. You cut it down, it grows back. We have to get it at its root. And I don't know if people are aware of this, but between 35 and 50% of the properties in this state don't pay property tax. That means that property tax falls on the shoulders of a few people. And now Mr. Casper wants to reduce that number even more. He wants to reduce, I don't know, maybe 25% more properties will be exempt. And who's that going to fall to? It's falling more. And so we're using property tax as this little tool to give favors to one segment over another. You know, elderly, you can't afford your tax. Don't worry. We'll pay them for you. Vote for me. Oh, you know, businesses, you can't expand because property. Don't worry. We'll give you an abatement. Vote for me. Oh, farmers, it's too hard for you. Don't worry. We'll give you a break. Vote for me. It's a vote and economic manipulation tool. And it just can't happen anymore. If it's good for these few segments of people who are getting the break, it's good for everyone.
What do you say about the local control? Because that's obviously a big discussion that people are saying. And I've heard you say, and the people from Empower the Taxpayer, that no, they still will have local control. How specifically?
Well, let me show you what local control looks like in the state. This I printed off of the state website. It's 27 pages of how mills can be assessed at the city, county, township levels. And So it says counties can assess 3 meals for a county fair. They can assess 10 meals for emergency medical service, half a meal for programs for the disabled. Cities can assess 4 meals for a library, 2.5 meals for emergency snow removal, 5 meals for pension for the city employees. This isn't local control. This is the state telling cities and counties how to assess and where that money is going to go to, and makes the cities and counties the tax collector. We want to change that around. We want to say now the money comes from the state, but it's the cities and counties that decide how that money is to be spent. No more strings attached. No more telling us we can only do 5 meals or 4 meals for a library. If we want a different library, we can spend the money the way we want to. That's what we're talking about, local control.
I got a bunch of emails coming in. Again, number 888-598-8464, locally 271-1100. We're talking about Measure 2 Roundtable here. We're going to take a short break and come back. Representative Jim Casper, Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer, and Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams. Stay close. It's the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network, live from the PetroServe USA studio.
Did you know during this week in history in 1915, the World's Fair opened in San Francisco and First International Bank and Trust was making loans at historic year? Founded in 1910, First International Bank and Trust, family-owned, North Dakota-born and bred, now with 21 locations in 3 states. Also during this week in 1929, Al Capone's mobsters took out members of a rival gang in a Chicago warehouse in what became known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
That was then. This is now.
First International Bank and Trust is here helping you make the most out of your life. If you're looking for a business loan, car loan, or second mortgage, they're here to help you make the right decision. Finally, during this week in history in 1968, America's first 911 emergency telephone system began taking calls in Haleyville, Alabama. First International Bank and Trust was open and helping their customers to plan for the future. First International Bank, 100 years, 21 locations, 4 generations, 1 family. Life, make the most of it.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ugh, I took some meds for this cold, but I'm still stuffed up.
Honey, what did you take?
NyQuil.
NyQuil doesn't unstuff your nose.
Huh?
There's no decongestant.
What?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels, a more complete cold formula that fights your worst cold symptoms, plus it relieves your stuffy nose.
That's The Cold Truth.
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night in a liquid gel.
Oh, what a relief it is.
And for fast relief of your worst allergy symptoms, try new Alka-Seltzer Plus Allergy.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
United Power Equipment announces their end-of-the-season Husqvarna snowblower closeout sale. Effective immediately, they are offering special incentives on all 2011 models in stock. Winter is still with us, and we can expect more snow, so stop in today and discover the savings on the model best suited for your needs. United Power Equipment needs to make room for the 2012 spring equipment, so act today and take advantage of the savings being offered. This special sale goes until the existing stock is gone. Visit United Power Equipment, located at 2425 7th Avenue North, Fargo.
Pregnant? Afraid? You can handle this. It's not the end of the world.
Listen to yourself. Take control. Talk to professionals who can help, who know how to listen and won't judge you or force you to do anything. They really helped me. Give First Choice a call. They won't charge you anything and it's confidential.
If you think you could be pregnant, call First Choice Clinic in Fargo, 1-888-237-6530. Or firstchoiceclinic.com.
Country Hearth breads are made with 100% whole grains and nature's natural sweeteners, honey, molasses, and raisin juice. One of Country Hearth's favorites is stone ground wheat bread. After grinding the wheat, Country Hearth bakers add wheat germ, that little nugget of nutrition, then blend in honey and molasses. It's a great tasting bread with all the whole grains I need to eat. Country Hearth breads. Your natural choice.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the North Dakota National Guard, aired by the North Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Fargo, south to Stanford, and now back in the heartland, the Chris Berg Show, fueling the heartland from the PetroServe USA studios.
.9/24 here on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network. We are doing a Measure 2 roundtable. It was getting nice and heated up here during the break, so we're going to continue with that. Again, we've got Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer with us, Mike Williams, Fargo City Commission, Representative Jim Casper. When we were during the break here, Jim, one of the things that Charlene Nelson talked about was you said, hey, where's this money going to come from to basically pay for if there's no property tax? She says the state surplus, of course, and I think I had Governor Dalrymple on the hot box last week. He said, Chris, there's no big $5 billion surplus like everybody's talking about. It's not there. But I think that's, if I'm with Empower the Taxpayer and a proponent of Measure 2, I'm going to keep selling that idea. Look at all this money going in the state coffers. They can afford it. True or not true? And give us the facts on that.
Well, Chris, there is a surplus, but the question is, where is the surplus coming from? And it's being generated mostly from the oil production tax and from the economic development around the oil impact areas in western North Dakota. That is an economic situation that will not be there forever. So to budget long-term and change the state policy long-term based upon a renewable resource that won't, resource that won't be there forever is dangerous public policy. I agree we will have some surplus dollars, but we have been giving dollars back to the school districts and the buy-down of the property taxes. We have other needs of government that are continue to increase. We have roads up in western North Dakota there where we've appropriated about $1.6 billion or $1.7 billion to replace those roads. There's always needs that are coming on that we have to address. Government policy has always been in North Dakota a three-legged stool. It is the income tax, it is the property tax, and it is the sales tax to help fund government. Local government needs their own source of funding. And once the local subdivisions begin to depend on the legislature, all local control is gone, and it is not the right place.
Isn't that already happening? I think that's the other thing, is that isn't that already happening, because you've already got $400 million being subsidized for local governments. You said earlier, before you said, hey, what we're going to do is the government's, essentially the state government's going to pay for up to $125,000. We're going to cap it at that. So isn't that already taking place?
To a certain degree it is, but not across the board. We're targeting, in my proposal, it's going to be the real estate, the homesteads, because commercial property generates income. Ag property generates income. A home is a cash drain unless you've got your home paid for, and then you have your property taxes. So we want to target the greatest need, which is the homeowners and their escalating property taxes. The key to getting a handle on where property tax go in the future, Chris, is that the local people need to make changes if they don't like what property taxes are doing, because property taxes are levied at the local level with the local people that have been elected by the people to levy those property taxes.
But I think the caveat is, if the state's subsidizing those local political subdivisions at $400 million, you're never going to see the budgets go down. They're going to just be like Minnesota and keep increasing the budgets, and the mill levies are going to stay the same, aren't they, Mike?
I think Minnesota is a good example of what happens when you lose some local control. The state aid for local governments is a mess right now, frankly. And it wasn't too long ago they gave a big rebate, and since then they went into a $5 billion deficit. I see they're crawling their way out of that, but the services suffer, like the infrastructure in Moorhead. One of the ways, Moorhead's growing, West Fargo's growing really fast, and Fargo's growing at a steady pace, and I think that's important. Each city's unique. They aren't the same, and each township is unique. And I think that's part of why it's important that, as Jim says, the buck stops at the decision makers locally, whether it's your school board, your city commission, the county
commission. But, I mean, let's be honest. You're a city commissioner, yep. And you go, okay, here's our budget. We know the state's going to now subsidize us with, let's just throw a random number out, $10 million. You're not going to go cut your budget by $10 million.
Well, actually, for a city, you know, to put it in perspective, and this is pretty much true across the board in North Dakota, about 60 to 65% of the property taxes for education, and that's why the biggest bang for the buck is on that education side. As a percentage of your property tax bill, the county's about 14%, the city here is about 13%, and the parks is about 8%. So, you know, the majority of 13% of the property tax, if you had some homestead credit from the state that would be there, the property tax is just one revenue source. As Jim says, all governments except for school districts have a three-legged school. The public school system really only has two. They have the state and they have the property tax. So I think that you know, as we go into this, it's more complex than a one-size-fits-all. It's kind of like, you know, flood protection. There's no one solution that's going to make this work better. It's multiple solutions, and we can address each of these issues, and discussions like these help to get the results we want, which are lower property taxes.
I want to get to some emails. Chris, thanks for the discussion with the property tax vote. I'm hearing things today from Charlene that I've never heard before. I will most definitely be voting yes to abolish property taxes. That's from Brian. Brent says, and this may be a question for you, Mike, if I'm exempt from paying property taxes or increases in property taxes, what is to stop me from voting for city and county officials who will raise property taxes on others, especially if they offer services that can only be used by my demographic?
Yeah, I think that, you know, right now, as Jim had said, or Charlene, I think, had said, is there's a lot of nonprofit institutions, you know, like in Bismarck, there's a whole lot because there's a lot of state and federal government. In Fargo, we have NDSU, large school, that's tax-exempt. The hospitals are all nonprofits tax-exempt, and the churches are nonprofit tax-exempt. So that's about, of the taxable value of the city, it's a percentage of about 11%, I suppose. And then there's the voluntary or the discretionary property tax incentives. And some of those are like the two-year new home tax abatement. And I think that that could be a good program if it were targeted. But if it's across the board, it isn't an incentive anymore. It's basically just a bonus for buying a new house. I think the Renaissance Zone is a very good example of how a targeted incentive in a geographic area that makes the city more efficient. An example is $40 million was the value of this downtown area right here in 2002. Now it's $200 million. That's a good thing. But if that doesn't result in lower property taxes for all as a matter of percentage, then it doesn't work. My property tax, thanks to state aid, has gone down $500 since 2006 in Fargo. Well, that's a good start, you know, but we need a ways to go. But bottom line is these across-the-board solutions and across-the-board incentives, they don't work. It all needs to be targeted and dealt on a specific individual fashion.
I want to get some phone calls. Again, number to call in, 888-598-8464. With me in studio, we're talking about Measure 2, Representative Jim Casper, Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer, as well as Mike Williams, Fargo City Commissioner. John out of Fargo, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. I listen to this, and I see that there's a measure to get rid of my property taxes, and I see Mr. Casper promising me all kinds of things. Now, is he going to call a special session and get this done? This great idea that he's just sure he's going to get through the legislature, which I have my doubts that it'll ever get through the legislature. I'm looking at a sure thing versus a, well, maybe, and I'm not sure on all the details. And then I open up my property tax deal, and I see that on a house that I paid a little over $80,000 for 12 years ago is now worth $155,000. And I keep hearing how my property taxes go down, but they dinged me for another $9,000 in increased value this year.
Great point. John, go ahead.
It just keeps ratcheting up and up and up, and they look you in the eye and tell you, we're reducing your property taxes. Hey, I don't know. The day will come. I'm still a young man, but the day will come when my property taxes will be double what I paid on the mortgage on this house.
Amen to
I
that.
I think to myself, yeah. Get it, you know, Mr. Casper, call a special session.
Well,
get her done. Otherwise, I'm voting yeah.
Well, Chris and John, my proposal obviously has to go through the legislative process in the next session, and I threw it out there now so that people could join in the discussion and think about what I'm going to propose. There's no certainty that it's going to pass, but I can tell you this from speaking with legislators around the state based upon the measure number two proposal, there's a lot more interest now than there has been in the last two or three sessions. I also agree that our property tax formula is set by the legislature. It needs to be amended. We've tried that again. The last two or three sessions have been unsuccessful. Both Charlene and Mike have been working on some of those proposals with me. And so the nonprofits, their proposal by Representative Kaiser in the last two sessions to bring the nonprofits into paying property taxes, at least for police and fire and some of the essential services, that was defeated. I think in the next session there's going to be a whole new look by many, many legislators about this property tax proposal. That's the good part of measure number two. It's really gotten it up in the forefront. The bad part is, as I said earlier, is the unintended consequences from my perspective.
But I think John brings up a great point. I know, Mike, you want to comment on this as well, but I mean, let's be honest here. We get another winter like this, we're going to see the population of North Dakota go from 650,000 to 1.2 million almost overnight. Now property values are going to go up even more. And like he just said, people are going to be spending more on property taxes than their mortgage. Mike?
It's kind of like, you know, I talk a lot about floods because we've had to deal with a lot of them. But there's only one thing worse than too much water, and that's not enough water. The same thing is kind of that way with property values. As Jim said, there is a formula. The state statutes require our assessors to try to be within 5% plus or minus of the value of like property. So there's no two homes that are exactly the same in the exact same area. So it's a tough gig. But the good news is the property values have increased in Fargo overall about 2.6%. Before, during this housing boom, they were going up at 6 or 7 or 8%. Nobody's wages were going up there. And I raised the alarm in 2006 saying, this is not sustainable if people's property values are going up three times what your cost of living allowance or your raises are each year. So, and then the housing bust happened. Well, the worse than high property taxes are low valuations. Like my brother bought a condo in Hutchinson. He bought it for $130,000. You know what it's valued at right now? $50,000. He pays less taxes, but he's got a $70,000 hit on his property. So as Jim and Charlene understand, there needs to be a reworking of this formula. It's a dynamic situation, and you know, these 5% plus or minus, no, it needs to be adjusted.
Let's get some more phone calls. I know, Charlene, you've got some comments as well. Craig out of West Fargo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Say, you know, Charlene is saying that this tax is not fair, and obviously I think we all think we know it's not fair based on some person arbitrary coming up with the value of my home versus the guy next door's value of his home. My old cost, it's just wrong. Now, you guys, the property tax is so complicated because, I mean, you sit there and talk about these numbers of mill levies. Nobody knows what a mill levy is.
Thank you.
And politicians just love to keep stuff complicated, yes, so we don't know what the hell's even going on. Now, then you make it simple, like if we get rid of one, we have a simple three-legged stool for revenue, which is absolutely wrong. So you're trying to interpret it like for us to say, oh, if we take away this property tax, that stool's going to tip over. That is false. The state of North Dakota has 13 sources of revenue on its documentation. 13. Property tax is not even a minimum part of that. Individual income tax, sales and use tax, oil, gas, and coal taxes, business and other taxes, license permits and fees, intergovernmental sales and services, royalties, et cetera. There's 13 of them on there. You have a 13-legged stool out in the state of North Dakota, not a three-legged stool.
Craig, let me ask you a question. How many income resources do you have?
I have one.
Yes, exactly.
Because my taxes are so high, I have to have two. My wife has to work, and I have to work. Keep it simple, you politicians, or I'll get out of office.
And
Craig, well said. Charlene, I'm going to stop right here for a second because we got to go to a break, but I want to come back to you and have somebody here explain what is a mill levy. I had a conversation about somebody last night. I said, Chris, nobody knows what those things are, but it sounds, you know, hey, 100 mill levies, 128, whatever. And Charlene, we'll get to your comment in a second. And most importantly, your phone calls. Dan, Gabe, stay with me. 888 888- 1-800-598-8464. It's the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network, live from the PetroServe USA studio.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Here at the Flag, we've worked out deals with area Red River Valley businesses to give you hot discounts on your favorite restaurants, merchants, and services. Just go to greatplainslive.com today and see what businesses we are featuring. You could get up to 50% off. That's greatplainslive.com.
Your Valentine's Day gift speaks volumes, so AT&T is here to help with great deals on gifts that say all the right things. For instance, when you give a new AT&T tablet for getting on Facebook and Pinterest, you're saying, hey, get out there and be social. Or if a guy gives his girl a new AT&T phone that's great for texting notes and smiley faces, he's saying, I'm good at communicating and I'm comfortable with my feminine side. Whatever you do, avoid giving the gift that says, I panicked and picked this up at the drugstore an hour ago. If you do make this mistake, just head to the nearest AT&T store to get a new phone or tablet. It's a makeup gift that says, just kidding about that other Valentine's gift, ha ha ha. This super thoughtful gift is the real me. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Come in now and get the Samsung Focus Flash 4G with a stunning 4.5-inch Super AMOLED Plus screen and 8-megapixel camera with HD video capture. Now for only 99 cents. Visit att.com or store for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/network. New 2-year voice agreement with qualifying monthly data plan required. Other charges and restrictions apply.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Snow and ice can make it tough sledding for your vehicle this winter, so play it safe. Make Dave's Tire your auto headquarters. Get the Nokian Hakka Palita Snow Tire, a studless tire specifically designed for SUVs with great performance in harsh winter driving conditions. Dave's Tire, with two locations, 1225 Main Avenue East in West Fargo and 3523 Main Avenue and I-29 Fargo, or online at davestire.net. Make Dave's Tire your tire and auto headquarters this winter.
Text FAIRTIX to 25827 for exclusive concert announcements and more. That's FAIR, T-I-X, to 25827. More online at RedRiverValleyFair.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ugh, I took some meds for this cold, but I'm still stuffed up.
Honey, what did you take?
NyQuil.
NyQuil doesn't unstuff your nose.
Huh?
There's no decongestant.
What?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels, a more complete cold formula that fights your worst cold symptoms, plus it relieves your stuffy nose.
That's The Cold Truth.
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night in a liquid gel.
Oh, what a relief it is.
And for fast relief of your worst allergy symptoms, try new Alka-Seltzer Plus Allergy.
Live from the PetroServe USA studio, here's Chris Berg.
I know it's been some time, but there's something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day.
9:42 here on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network. We're talking about Measure 2. This conversation is far, far from over. Believe me, we're going to be doing this again. There is so much to discuss with this. Jim Casper alluded to the unintended consequences. First off, we're going to get to the mill levy question. Craig from West Fargo, great phone call. And then we want to get to a couple more phone calls here. So, Mike Williams, if you can explain, so what is a mill levy?
Well, a mill is one-tenth of a penny. And as Charlene pointed out, there's different, in most areas, there's caps to specific, like a county can only have a certain mill, a maximum mill levy. The city's maximum mill levy is 62 mills. We're at 58.25. We've reduced it a few mills over the years. The school districts, had an in Fargo had an unlimited taxing authority. Now they're capped at 296. They're at 250. The county, I'm not sure what theirs is at, but that's the gist of it. Park districts, they have a certain amount that they can be at for a maximum. Doesn't mean they have to charge that, and we don't in Fargo. So what you do is you take the total assessed value of the taxable property in, like, the city of Fargo, and then multiply it by the combination of all those various mills from the county, the city, the parks, and the schools.
So can you appreciate where Craig's coming from?
Yes.
Because I heard what you're saying, and I'm like,
you're right. No, and
it would take me an hour if I sit down and go, huh, what?
One nice thing about it is it's all available online. If you go to cityoffargo.com and then go to assessor's office, Ben Hushka's got it spelled out in probably as good of a succinct way as I can say.
And I get that, but I think, again, what Craig said was priceless. But, Chris, now I've got to have two resources of income because my taxes are so high. Oh, my point is that both parents are working. You got a family. You want to raise your kids. No one wants to go read Mr. Hushka's, analysis of mill levies.
All of us in this room agree that property tax is too high, and we're working towards it. I was just showing Charlene,
Mike,
that
I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to get to a phone call here, we're coming up against the clock. Dan out of Fargo, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. A few years ago, the state legislature made the move to reduce taxes. Mm-hmm. So then what happened was the city raised taxes. I have a building. The building taxes went up 38% 1 year. So I went to the city council meeting. Mike Williams was there, and Jim was in the state legislature at the time. But anyway, the mayor says, that should not happen. Nobody's taxes should go up that much in 1 year. And so very sympathetic when it came to vote. Well, that's the way it is. Everybody voted. It was a unanimous vote. This taxes stay where they're at.
Dan, you bring up a great point, because one of the things in this entire 45-minute conversation I haven't heard one person bring up is, where are the cuts? Where are the cuts in the budget? I haven't heard that once.
Exactly. Local governments are responsible for part of our problems. Is the city looking at the pension problem that most areas are having for their employees? School spending is ridiculous. Spending is the problem. We've got to cut back on some of the things. We all have to do it ourselves, and the state government has to know what the cities are going to do to get those taxes back.
Dan, great phone call, and we're coming up against the clock. So you guys, I want to give each of you 30 to 45 seconds to wrap up, final comments. Charlene, go ahead.
This is an excellent illustration of why this is an unfixable tax, because every cut you do, every tinkering around the edges you do, comes back, swells up in another place, someone else carries the brunt of it. And I think your previous caller, a couple callers back, made the excellent point that when you have 35 to 50% of the properties exempt, local control's out of our hands. Those exemptions, by the way, most of them come from the state legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say, well, if you don't like the tax, just get rid of whoever's hiking up the taxes on you at the local level, we can't. We're outnumbered because half the property owners aren't paying the tax, and they enjoy those cuts.
That's...
and they want to keep them. And so really, the only thing, this is a weed. The only thing you can do is pull it up by the roots.
I mean, it may be the place to start and then revamp it as we go. Charlene, we're going to get you all back on. Mike, 30 to 45 seconds, please.
Sure. That person's caller, that's the increase in valuation. So again, let's just take a building in the Renaissance Zone that was taxed at $250,000 because it was derelict, and now it's taxed at $1 million because it's vibrant and profitable. That's the escalation in the value, and that's what we want as business owners. We want our assets to appreciate, so that shows that our economy is growing. Again, we all agree that property taxes need to continue to go down, and I think that being specific about how we're going to apply each of these individual areas for the unique properties that a city runs differently than a school district, than a county, than a township board. And this one-stop shop for trying to throw it all away is basically, I think, not workable because the legislature does not have the technological things in place to administer a system right now. They meet every 2 years.
Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams, thanks. Representative Jim Casper, Mike brings up a great point. Hey, if I go and invest in my home, I want to make it an asset. Now I get dinged because my value goes up and I got to pay more property taxes. To wrap up your thoughts, Jim.
Well, Chris, as I said earlier, the last three sessions I've worked on property tax reform and have not been able to get those ideas through the legislature. One of them was a tax on the property tax increase at 3% over their last year's tax. And then we had the local control folks come out in the cities and the counties and the school boards say, you know, this is a local issue. Let us handle it. The people elected us. Well, it is not happening at the local level where the cuts aren't there. I agree with that. I think the formula is a legislative responsibility. The formula needs to be fixed. I think the next session will have a major change in how the property taxes are looked at and funded. The people in North Dakota are speaking. Charlene and her group have made a great impact. And I think the thing, however, is we're focused on measure number two. The consequences of measure number two to eliminate the property tax at this point without any source of concept at all about what's going to happen legislatively in those 2,300 political subdivisions budgets and what the legislature will do, the unintended consequences, I think, are just too great. We need to give it one more time. If the legislature doesn't act appropriately this time, I'd probably come out and be a sponsor of measure number two next time.
Representative Jim Casper, Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer, and Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams, thank you to all three of you.
Thanks,
we will
Chris.
Continue and have another roundtable here in the near future. Very, very important debate. Coming up here in just a moment, special guest, tell us more about Rick Santorum's going to be in Tioga and Fargo this Wednesday. We'll give you all the details. That's coming up next right here on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network, live from the PetroServe USA studio.
Bakken Housing Services lends a hand in finding corporate housing for relocates, short-term housing, and business travel into North Dakota's oil region. Bakken Housing Services can set you up with furnished rooms with basic kitchen, bathroom, and linen supplies, even cable TV. And all expenses are combined into one convenient monthly bill for your company. Get a quote today. Call 877-512-RENT. That's 877-512-7368. Or go online to BakkenHousingServices.com. Bakken Housing Services, making your business in Western North Dakota hassle-free.
Are you concerned about your retirement money or the national debt? Owning gold and silver is crucial. But what dealer do you trust? The oldest, largest, the celebrity spokesman? Why pay high retail commissions? Call Goldworth Financial, rated A+ for 12 years, a bonded importer and supplier to the wholesale industry. Request the Gold and IRA Guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 800-257-GOLD. Visit goldworth.com.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I can hear the anger in your voice.
What are you, Dr. Joyce Brothers? Oh, see, I can hear the anger in your voice.
I didn't say it like that.
Is Bud Dickman there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Bell.
Okay, what did Phil say?
He goes, you know, I can hear the anger in your voice.
Every time I get a guest on here, you're the biggest backstabber in the world, Bud. Thank God I got Robert. Robert, how did I sound?
You were like, I can hear it in your voice.
Backstabbers, huh?
The Phil Henry Show.
You want a different take on the news of the day? Tune into the Phil Henry Show weeknights at midnight on AM 1100, The Flag.
Food, shelter, clothing, basic needs. During difficult times like spring flooding, the American Red Cross Minn Kota chapter is here to meet those needs. To continue their mission of service, the local Red Cross needs your support. Donations to the American Red Cross Minn Kota chapter help friends and neighbors here in our communities, across the country and around the world. Please consider a donation today. Call 701-364-1800. That number again to support the local Red Cross is 701-364-1800.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
You're listening to The Chris Berg Show, fueling the heartland from the PetroServe USA studios.
If you say my eyes are 9:53 here on The Chris Berg Show on the We the People Went Network. With me right now, Gary Emeneth, now running the campaign for Kevin Cramer in the U.S. House race. I'm assuming he's going to be in Fargo tonight for the great debate. But, Gary, you got a special guest coming to North Dakota on Wednesday as well. What are the details, where and when?
Chris, thanks for having me on. Yes, Senator Santorum is going to be in Fargo this Wednesday. We're going to have a big rally at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. And we just want to encourage all the listeners that are on your radio network all over the Fargo, Minnesota area, even all the way to Bismarck, to get the car and come on out for the event. It's open to the public, and it's going to be an exciting time to hear the senator.
7 p.m. Holiday Inn this Wednesday night, yes?
Yes, sir, that's right. And he's going to be in Tioga on the way. He's coming out to see about the Bakken. He's going to be in, meet with some of the oil executives touring Hess gas plant, and so he's going to be meeting with some of the folks up in Tioga, the city leaders, and understand the implications of the Bakken and the great thing it's doing as far as helping us move towards energy independence. And we are excited to have a presidential candidate, Senator Santorum, to come out and really bring some focus to the Bakken and what's the great things going on here in North Dakota. So he's going to start out today in Tioga. He's going to end up in Fargo, and we're going to have a nice big rally. And so we really want the listeners to come on out and be a part of the event on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn. It should be a great night.
Gary, thanks a million for the update. We'll obviously keep promoting that. 7 p.m. Wednesday night, Senator Rick Santorum. Do not fear the sweater vest. He'll be in Fargo at the Holiday Inn. Come on out and join us. A bunch of great emails from our previous discussion about Measure 2. Again, this thing is far from over. We will do that again. We're going to have more time next time for Measure 2. One email comes in going, look, I'm pissed. I'm pissed. These guys make these tax laws so complicated, yet we've just got to submit to paying it. It definitely needs to be simplified. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Measure 2 here coming up in June and how that thing goes. We'll continue to have the discussion, the debates. You can get all the information to make sure you're walking into those voting booths well-educated, well-informed, and vote from your values. Stay close. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, some very special guests. I'll tell you more right after this. It's the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network, live from the PetroServe USA studio.
Ottertail Power Company is on for you. Generating electricity with new technologies and improving delivery systems, supporting jobs and communities, promoting conservation, saving money and resources, and delivering cost-effective energy to our customers for more than 100 years. Ottertail Power Company, on for you.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Lemke Home Improvement wants to say thank you to the many satisfied homeowners they've had the pleasure of serving for the past 16 years and extend a warm welcome to those of you who may be looking to enhance the value of your home. I'm asking you to stop by Lemke Home Improvement's exhibit during the Red River Valley Home and Garden Show in Fargo, February 24th through the 26th. And remember, Lemke Home Improvement for all your exterior product needs. Seamless siding, gutters, doors, windows, and much, much more. You can also check them out online at LemkeSeamless.com. Again, that's LemkeSeamless.com.
The recent mild winter has created an opportunity for you at 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Now is the time to schedule a 29-point furnace tune-up for just $49.99. That's a savings of $61 off the normal $110 price. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning will also inspect your heat exchanger, avoiding any problems with carbon monoxide poisoning. Call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning now at 701-365-0365.
Customers, 1 hour, we're quality service. It's customary.
Voller Insurance is a regional insurance agency that provides insurance to businesses across the Upper Midwest. Voller has been providing VIP service since 1947. Voller represents many of the leading insurance companies in the world, which allows them to create custom insurance programs specifically for you and your company. Conveniently located in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Sioux Falls, and Minneapolis. Call Voller Insurance today and discover the Voller difference. Better service guaranteed.
Hi, Joe Heilman here. If you're anything like me, dealing with your weight was a constant struggle. I want to tell you about Fargo Medical Weight Loss. I met with Dr. Spencer Berry and his team of experts, and they taught me how to feed my machine and still enjoy life in today's world. Well, it worked. In 2 months, I've lost over 35 pounds. Do yourself a favor and go to FargoMedicalWeightLoss.com and contact Dr. Berry's office today. Tell him Joe sent you. That's FargoMedicalWeightLoss.com. It's a free consultation. What have you got to lose? Well, that's right. You could lose some weight and feel great. I know I do.
Debate without the screaming, most of the time. The Chris Berg Show, fueling the heartland from the PetroServe USA studios.
For those of you tuned in on Super Talk 1270, stay with me for the 10 o'clock hour. Just simply go to ChrisBergShow.com. Again, ChrisBergShow.com. Click on Listen Live. We've got Dr. Spencer Berry joining me this morning. He's from FargoMedicalWeightLoss.com. We're definitely going to talk about, obviously, this Dickinson State University situation as well. Very, very sad affair. Is it going on at other schools? Are other schools rubber stamping international students? We'll discuss that and much more in the 10 o'clock hour. It's the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network, coming to you live from the PetroServe USA studio.
WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, a division of Great Plains Integrated Marketing. This is where the Valley talks. Local talk, local opinion. And Fox, the number one name in news.